Good morning, angels, devils, unicorns, all you mythical creatures. Up and at 'em. 5 minutes past six, Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Good morning, Simo. Did you watch The Bachelor last night?
I know. I mean, I've rage quit The Bachelor.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. No, there was a country girl that got eliminated like a week or two ago.
And now you're gone.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, the finale is tonight.
Okay.
Will you be watching or will your continue?
I don't know. I might have a sneaky look at that just to cure my own sadness. Nothing better than watching people get rejected on a game show. Is it a game show, technically?
A reality show.
Reality show. Nothing better than that because, I mean, in the Snowies here locally...
Simo's getting rejected every single weekend.
Yeah, because everyone's leaving. All my housemates are... You know, getting out of Dodge.
It's a sad time.
Yeah. Actually, it was funny yesterday. There are these big, long kind of, not suitcases, but kind of travel cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I looked at them and I was like, oh, what are the chances that, you know, all the housemates, looks like you guys have got the same kind of bag. Why is it all really long?
Oh, no. did you realise why?
No, not a clue.
So they had to explain that they were the bag for skis / snowboards.
Thank you. Yeah, so like skiing travel bags, kind of combine the two. I just assumed they'd be separate. Some days. A little motivation this morning. Normani, Snow FM Breakfast. 21 minutes past 6, Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
And Simo, it's been a week where we've talked a lot about animals. I mean, we talked about chickens yesterday.
It's been the Animal Kingdom editions.
Turtles the day before.
Yep.
And Simo, I woke up this morning and I saw this story and I thought I had to bring it to your attention to get your thoughts.
Okay.
This takes place in China, in a town which I'm not going to try and pronounce.
Alrighty.
Where a security guard... was wandering through a park and noticed a crocodile.
Okay, so are they not native to China, or I assume they haven't?
Last time I checked, I mean, you know, pandas, native to China.
Yeah.
Crocodiles, less so.
Mm-hmm.
This crocodile in question had escaped from a farm. Slightly concerning, I think it's safe to say.
So what, was it supposed to be there? Where was the security guard? What was he guarding?
No, the security guard was just wandering around the park.
Oh, okay,
doing
right.
His morning checks. This was in the very early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
And noticed it was only a 2 meter large crocodile, so not the huge ones that you get in the Northern Territory that go that are like the size of a bus, just a baby one, but still probably not something that is good to have just wandering around a local park where lots of kids play and people sunbake and all this sort of stuff.
Well, just even on your like morning trek, like. Your morning routine, right? Do you ever find that you don't...
Do I ever just stumble across a crocodile?
Or do you ever find that you don't notice certain things because you're so set in what you routinely do every day?
Simo, if there's a crocodile on my morning walk, yeah. I'm going to notice.
Okay,
if I wake up in the morning and there's like a crocodile as I walk to work, it's going to be a bit of a shock.
Right.
But my favourite part about this was the security guard obviously phoned the authorities... We had to come and remove the crocodile. The crocodile in question was taken to a local police station.
Oh yeah, asked a few questions.
Where it was kept for a couple of hours before returning to the farm. I just love that part of, you know, the police officers kind of getting the phone call going, right, there's a crocodile on the loose. It's like, okay, I don't think we're trained to deal with this. I don't know what to do with it. Let's go and get it and bring it back to the police station. Then what, did they just put it in a holding cell? Like if you'd gone out the night before and got really drunk and caused some mischief and got arrested by the police and you're in a holding cell and you wake up and you look on the other side of the cell and there's just a crocodile there.
Yeah, it's a little bit along the lines of, wow, I had a big night.
Yeah, Jesus, what was in that drink?
What are you in for? I'm just a crocodile.
Yeah, I'm just a crocodile.
Niall Horan's Slow Hands, the One Direction offshoot himself on Snow FM. It is 26 minutes past 6. Snow Hands. And talking crocodiles, alligators, they're the same thing, right? Some do salt, some do fresh.
Look, I'm pretty sure crocodiles and alligators aren't the same thing.
Oh, really? What's the difference?
Okay, well...
Certain amount of scales.
No, it's to do with, you know, the fact that the alligator starts with an A and crocodile starts with a C.
Are they related? I assume that's
the main difference.
They've got to have some kind of connection.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But I'm sure they're also different animals in lots of very important and I'm sure very interesting reasons, which I don't know off the top of my head. Actually, I think alligators have more kind of thinner snouts, whereas crocodiles, you know, alligators, they're kind of thinner and they're like the teeth are perfectly in line.
Right.
As alligators go to the dentist.
Better dental work.
Yeah, whereas crocodiles are kind of fatter snouts and just teeth just coming out of everywhere.
Right. So I did
That's for the extent of my wildlife knowledge, which is very slim.
I did a search as well. Apparently a group of crocodiles is referred to as either a basque or a float. So you can bask in a group of crocodiles?
Well, like... no, I wouldn't want to do that. I want to stay as far away from the crocodiles as is humanly possible and preferably with a large fence in the way.
I mean, digestion, does that occur quicker than a tan in that circumstance? Probably.
Almost certainly.
And also, we've been discussing turtles. A group of turtles is...
Oh, did you look up this as well?
Yeah, it's called a bale.
A bale of turtles.
So like Christian group of turtles.
I see.
Instead of Christian Bale. I assume that's where his name comes from.
Very good. Or if you're a Welsh soccer fan, it can be a Gareth.
Gareth group of turtles?
A Gareth, of course. Gareth Bale is a very famous Welsh soccer player.
Good name for a turtle. Now, speaking of crocodiles, this happened down under to some tourists of recent times.
Now, as we all know, getting caught in traffic is never fun, but this hold-up looks utterly terrifying. A tourist's car coming to a halt in the Northern Territory, surrounded by up to 30 saltwater crocodiles.
So, similar, so let's get this straight. So there's a road, it looks like it's going through a lake of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
The water's just kind of overflowing the road just a little bit.
Yep.
So kind of not too, you know, it's not like you're going in waist deep in the water. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of sun-baking crocodiles.
Yeah.
Just around the place. I mean, there are pretty terrible places to get bogged.
That would be one of them.
That would be one of them. Although not necessarily for the people in the car, because they're driving a big four-wheel drive. It's fully enclosed. I reckon they're safe in there.
Yep.
It's probably more dangerous for the bloke that they ring to come and give them a tow.
Can you give us a hand?
Can you give us a hand? Look, we're just going to stay here. Can you just come over here and wade into the water, just attach that rope to the tow bar, and then give us a pull out? There's no crocodiles apart from these 30 that are around.
There's only 30.
I mean, that's fine.
Miley Cyrus, she'd believe in UFOs, I assume. Snow FM breakfast, slide away. And we are talking the unidentified flying objects.
What makes you think that Miley's a UFO believer? Have you seen her out there?
I just think it's something that she would be into.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, she's more into just counting money, considering she's got a fair bit of it.
Yeah, exactly. Would that not get boring?
Well, put it this way, she's certainly more interested in UFOs than she is in whichever Hemsworth she's just dumped.
Yeah, that's right up there for her not being interested in.
Anyway, why do you bring up UFOs?
Basically because apparently they're real. They're legit.
Uh-huh.
not according to me. I am very much a skeptical.
So UFO stands for what? Unidentified flying object.
Flying object, I believe. Yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily mean alien.
I think there's a new name for it now.
Like technically, so what? I could just throw a pen in the air, and if someone sees it and isn't quite sure what it is, my pen is an unidentified flying object.
Hence,
is that how it works?
Well, yeah. Hence why that the Americans have changed the name of UFO to UAP.
What does that mean?
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Unidentified old age pensioner.
Unidentified?
Unidentified.
Oh, dear. Flying pensioners.
Right, so they changed the name.
Yes, so they've changed the name just to re-modernise the UFO. I don't know if... Because normally when you re-modify something, it's to make it cooler.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, the word UFO or the phrase UFO is probably pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
And that sticks in people's heads. And what is this? UAE? No, that's a country.
UAP.
UAP.
Unidentified aerial phenomena. Anyway, there is...
I tell you what, you don't want to get it confused with the United Arab Emirates, the UAE.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they are phenomenal in their own right. Hmm. But it's worth mentioning as well, there is a musician from our childhood that is heavily involved.
Jeff from the Wiggles?
Maybe.
That may explain why he's always falling asleep. The aliens have probed him and inserted him with drugs that makes him just constantly fall asleep.
Well, I don't know if wearing purple is a sign of believing in UFOs or not, but it's not Jeff from the Wiggles. It's a bit
Murray from the Wiggles.
No, it's someone else.
That's perfect to me.
Perfect to me. Anne-Marie on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan freaking you out with a bit of alien chat. Now, people are losing their minds a bit because some footage has been certified by the US Navy.
Scary.
I know, right?
As, But what you were saying, that someone from a band from our childhood,
yes,
was somehow linked in, involved in this.
So everyone's like losing their minds because you, the US Navy, have been like, well, that is actually some video frames of unidentified aerial phenomena, aka used to be referred to as UFOs.
Now it's referred to as what? Something.
AEP.
No, you're just saying letters.
Unidentified aerial phenomena is now what they're referred to. Anyway.
Let's just stick with UFOs.
The video was recorded by Navy pilots in 2004, so it's been...
They've just been sitting on it for a while.
It's been knocking around
just
for a while.
Just a lazy 15 years. Yeah. Should we release that footage? Should we say
maybe?
No, wait till tomorrow. It's been 15 years. They can wait till tomorrow.
So, right, then it took the New York Times to report on it on 2017, and now 2019...
Maybe that's 2 years ago.
Exactly, and now 2019 has rolled around, and the US Navy is like, fine, we don't know what this is. Here's the footage. That is unidentified.
Should I assume the footage is remarkably blurry and held and filmed by someone who just keeps shaking the camera?
You should assume correctly.
Wonderful.
And it's been, the reason it's come back to the fore in 2019 is because of a band from your youth.
So long since I've heard, when you said a band from our youth, I was thinking like a kids group, like the Wiggles or something.
No.
Like, it's not the Wiggle. I mean, I was more a Hooly Doolies man myself.
It's the Mascara after the Wiggles. So like you go post Wiggles. Mm. It's a very post Wiggles Blink-182.
Yeah, they're very much different genres.
Yeah.
And different audiences as well.
From those pop punk riffs now to he has his own UFO.
So what, one of the guys from Blink-182 has his own UFO website or UFO spotting website?
His name is Tom DeLong. No, it's not a website. It's an organisation.
Well, I mean, they've probably got a website as well, or at the very least a Facebook group, let's face it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's more than that. He's not some just crazy bloke on the internet.
No, he's the bloke from Blink-182.
He's a crazy bloke on the internet and an ex-member of Blink-182. Yeah,
who used to perform to thousands of people.
So he's launched his organisation, which is called To The Stars Academy of Arts and Science.
Good name.
And he's also done documentaries, Unidentified Inside America's UFO organization. So, are you thinking of joining up? Are you a skeptic?
Oh, look, I mean, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably put more consideration into what I'm going to have for lunch today.
Yeah, you're more of an all the small things kind of guy, just keep things simple.
I'm just now thinking of all the kids' groups that I used to watch. Remember High Five?
Yeah.
Can you name anyone in High Five?
Charlie.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, to be honest, you could say any name. Vladimir.
30 seconds to Mars, walk on water. The rest of us have to drive around Lake Jindabyne. It's Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Or get a boat.
Get a boat.
Or swim.
Or get a horse and cart and make your way around.
Yes, well, Simo, the reason you bring up horse and cart is because I saw this news story the other day and couldn't help but do a fair bit of laughing.
It's the only time new has ever been associated with this particular group of people, correct?
Yes, yeah, so when you're driving along the road and if you do something wrong, perhaps you're drinking and driving, the police might come and tap on your window and ask a few questions, which is completely fair enough and correct. But Simo, two people in America got caught drink driving a horse-drawn cart.
Right.
Now, these two people are Amish.
Okay.
Which are the type of people, that I think they're predominantly in America, but they kind of don't use electricity.
So they were drinking mead?
Well, I don't
or
know.
Rum.
Well, no, they don't use electricity. I think the electricity they do use, they kind of make their own.
Well, it's all oldie-worldy stuff,
isn't
it?
Yeah, they kind of grow their own vegetables, make their own clothes. Or they don't kind of use modern technology. You show them an iPhone, they just freak out.
Grow their own hair, no hair extensions, grow their own beards. Because they got beards, right?
I think so, yeah. Yep. So two people driving a horse-drawn cart, drunk, got pulled over by the police. Now, here's the thing.
Right.
Technically,
yeah,
were they driving it? Or was the horse?
Right.
I mean, the horse was completely sober. So the horse was like the designated driver.
You assume.
No, it is. They breath tested the horse. No, I'm joking. I made that up.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Because, you know, you have to kind of count 1 to 10. I don't know if horses can do that.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, so technically, what do you reckon? Was it their fault or was it... Because, like, the horse is technically... The horse is providing the power, shall we say.
But, I mean, it's just it's more of a question of responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
So, like, say Karen, when Karen takes her kids to the...
Yeah, guy could be called Karen.
They're Karen's kids in this scenario. When she takes them shopping, right?
Yeah.
Karen can't be drunk because otherwise the kids are just going to make a mess of the shopping centre.
Yeah, but she's not being led around on a sled pulled by her kids.
No,
I'm assuming she's driving a car, in which case she shouldn't be drunk.
Right.
But we should say as well, We don't know that these two people in the vehicle were drunk because they ran away.
Mm.
The police haven't called them yet.
Oh, okay.
So the police pulled them over. They legged it.
Yep.
They ran away. The police have found a fair bit of alcohol in their car.
Fair.
As well as a quote, booming stereo.
That's...
So I don't know how that fits into the Amish way of life.
Well, I tell you what.
Kind of growing your own vegetables and having a booming stereo so you can play your tunes as you come home from the pub at 1 a.m.
Depends if it was playing records or not. But I think there is evidence that they are Amish, especially with if they were able to get away so quickly. Because one of my favourite pastimes is to Google, because like you say, they use all oldie weldy stuff.
Yeah.
Right? They use rollerblades a lot and roller skates.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So quite often you see if all Amish people go to town for a spot of shopping, they're wearing roller skates and rollerblades on the back of a horse and cart. So, like, mum and dad are in the horse and cart.
So what, like, they're kind of essentially skiing on the back of it?
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. I'm going to become Amish.
Tiesto, Jeco, Post Malone. This is Jackie Chan. 24 minutes left to party with Snow FM Breakfast before that Workday hits at 9. We've got Ed Sheeran and some Post Malone to come as well. However, in the next half an hour, Jordan's got something cooking, or it's been cooked.
The nerves have just kicked in. I've just realised what we're about to do. Because Simo, you and I think it's safe to say, not fans of chili.
Nope.
So a couple of weeks ago, like every single Monday morning, we're taking in turns to do a shot of a health-related drink. A couple of weeks ago, Simo, it was me that had to shot chocolate with lots and lots of really, really, really hot chili powder. This is what it kind of sounded like. Regular caller William enjoyed giving me a bit of a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, the chili's hit. Oh,
man, there's a bit of a like delay in here. You right?
It's like the first second was, where's my water? It's like the first second was brilliant, and then,
Okay, William, do you know...
What's in this chili?
William, do you know much about chili at all?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
I have milk, not water.
Someone get me milk.
He's literally about to take a drink of water right when you said that. Oh dear.
So Simo, it wasn't a good experience.
No, I mean that's what I did enjoy as well. The fact is, so you didn't know that milk like nullified.
No, I was aware, but I just didn't have any.
And, okay, right.
You know, I just had my water
went
nearby.
For the closest thing.
So Simo, we had that chili, which actually the packet kind of came with a big warning on it, and like there's lots of like red tape and sort of saying like, do not eat a lot of this stuff.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that was not a pleasant experience. But we've had the chocolate and the chili just sitting on a shelf in our office here.
Mm.
And, like, I don't like to waste food.
No.
So, Simo, like yesterday, I went home, did a bit of baking.
Yes.
Made some chocolate brownies. I've cut them up into 8 pieces, 7 of which are delicious and sweet and gooey and everything that you want chocolate brownies to be.
Right.
One of which is filled with this really, really super hot chili powder. Now, to put into context how hot it is, yesterday as I was cutting them up, one of my housemates came home.
Yeah. Oh,
and she, by her own ambition, she loves chili. Like, she has chili sauce on everything.
Yeah.
She says, oh, you're making chocolate brownies. I said, yep.
Just got straight into one.
Can I have a bit? So I kind of cut a bit of an off cut.
And did you give that to her knowing it was a chili?
Yes. Didn't tell her. And so she took a bite out of it. And that's the thing, sort of for the first 5 seconds or so, it was delicious.
Yeah.
And then the chili hit. And this is someone who loves chili and has it on everything.
Right.
Throughout the next half an hour, she was in the bathroom coughing.
Oh, my God.
So, Simo, that is what we are going to do next. There is 8 slices of brownie there.
Go to the bathroom and cough.
They all look the same.
Mm.
One of which is filled with chili. Slightly terrified. But, Simo, we're going to go through them.
I'm a little bit concerned.
Take it in turns. Pick a piece and have a bite.
Like Russian roulette.
Essentially Russian roulette. Chili roulette. With brownies. Oh, God, I'm terrified.
How many milligrams was the packet of chili?
I don't know. It was
like,
a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. The ratio, I think you might have stuffed it up.
Well, we'll find out next.
Yeah. There could be a lot more chili to chocolate ratio.
I'm worried.
Yeah. Oh, man. Post Malone's Circles, Jordan dropping stuff all over the joint. Welcome
I'm
back.
I'm nervous about what we're about to do, Simo.
It's Snow FM Breakfast.
Yesterday, this seemed like such an amazing idea. Dear. Now we've got the brownies in front of us.
You legit.
And I'm actually terrified.
We legit came back from that break. And
I know.
First thing you do, drop stuff everywhere.
Yeah. So, Simo, I thought we'd have a bit of a game of chili roulette.
Yes.
So yesterday, I went home, did a little bit of baking, made some brownies. I've cut them up into 8 pieces, 7 of which are delicious, 1 of which fridge.
Yes.
Is filled to the brim with chili.
In roulette, it's normally like a James Bond and a villain, right? They're just like, oh, yes, which one has the bullet?
Yes, so, but in this one, it's which one, which brownie has the piece of chili.
Okay.
Now, see, my hand on heart, I know I baked them, but I have no idea which one has the chili in. They all look the same.
Am I supposed to believe you?
It's not like one's glowing red or anything like that.
No. You're not allowed to smell them either?
So, Simo, yes. So they all look exactly the same.
Mm.
You're not allowed to smell them. I haven't smelled them, but I would assume the chili would help the aroma, you know, and that way you'd be able to pick.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to smell them.
Right.
Obviously, we can look at them.
Right.
But you can't really get, like, a close-up look.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've got the plate in front of us.
They do look volcanic.
Should I give the plate a bit of a spin or so, just to kind of...
Yes, but again, I'm dubious about...
Oh, chocolate's going everywhere.
Yeah, all right. You're up? Okay.
So there we go, Simo. I've given the plate a little bit of a spin. Would you like the first one, or would you like me to go first?
All right, I'll go first. All right.
Go. All right, Simo has selected a brownie.
Now, I've selected the one that's closest to me, which means this could be a Jordan Stitcher.
Well, no, genuinely, I spun the plate. Hand on heart, I don't know which one is the chili one. Simo is taking the bite out of the brownie. There's about a 5-second wait.
I've selected one. This is going to be a lot of brownie to eat. Okay.
Is that the chili one? Is it the chili one? You've got a 1 in 8 chance. Is that the chili one?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's
I'm
chili.
Not sure. Oh, yeah. Nah, that one is.
Is that the chili one? The first brownie. The first one is the chili one.
Oh, man.
Are you okay? You're starting to sweat a bit. I genuinely can't believe that had the rest are not filled with chili.
There's no way. This is a stitch up.
No, genuinely, they're all the rest. Is that actually the chili one?
Yeah.
Oh. God, look at you. You're going red. God, look, I can see you're sweating. I can see my reflection in your forehead.
It's getting worse with
Do you want
time.
Some water? Do you have water?
You're good,
okay.
Jordan, there's no way.
Genuinely,
how did you do
hand on heart. I can't believe I was hoping that would go on for a while and we'd be able to get some tension going.
First one.
Genuinely, the first one. Are you okay? He's taking his headphones off.
I'm done. We're out.
It's late in the evening.
Ed Sheeran's Sing on Snow FM Breakfast and Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Are you okay, Simo?
I am now. I've gone and raided the kitchen for some milk. If you've just joined us.
Yeah, so if you've just joined us, we've had a little game of chili roulette. I baked some brownies, cut them into 8 slices, one of which was filled with chili, the other 7 were delicious brownies, as we have in that song noticed. I've had about 3. But yeah, the very first brownie that you picked, you had a 1 in 8 chance of getting the chili.
Yes.
The very first one you picked, that was the chili one.
Russian roulette, I got shot in that scenario. Yeah. But again, because you are a dubious character, I was not 100% sure as I left the studio coughing
uncontrollably.
Yeah, that all of... Because Jordan didn't go first. So
I gave you the option to go first.
You did give me the option.
Play back the tape. I said, do you want to go first or shall I? And you said you.
Soaked. Bit of Bene this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. And Jordan has, we've just about finished with all the brownies. But
I put them in the office, the plate out in the office, and most of them have gone.
Do you want to kind of mention that you weren't necessarily entirely honest about how the whole scenario went down?
Okay, so you missed it before. So so we did a bit of Russian roulette with some brownies, one of which was filled with chili.
Correct.
The other 7 were not, and delicious, as everyone in the office is now discovering.
Now, first one out of 8.
Now, the first one... Now, Simo, I gave you the option.
Yes, I
said, do you want me to go first or do you? And from the top, you'd admit they all look the exact same.
It's not my point.
They all look the exact same, and Simo, on his first pick, picked the one filled with chili and has spent the last 10 minutes dying.
Now, correct. Did you know which one had the chili in it before any were ingested?
No. Okay, yes. Okay, let me explain. Okay,
why am I not surprised?
So for whatever reason, so when I had to put the chili powder in the brownie mix, so for whatever reason, I cooked them in two separate trays.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the non-chillified ones, they also had chocolate chunks in.
Yeah.
And the ones that without the chili, all the chocolate sunk to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for whatever reason, the one with the chili, they didn't.
Right.
So I knew from looking at the bottom of one, which one had the chili in.
Yes.
But Simo, that is why I spun the... So I put them all down.
That's not
and
my
I
point.
Spun the plate around.
My point is when
and I spun the plate around, and so I didn't know. From looking at the top, I had no idea which one it was. As soon as you picked up your first brownie, you kind of twisted it and smelt it, and I got to see the bottom of it.
Correct.
And at that point, I knew that you had the chili brownie.
Correct. Before, you just let it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I kind of made a pact with myself, okay, if I pick it up, obviously I'll see the bottom, and I'll know that it's a chili one, but I'll still take a big bite out of it for the purpose of the segment.
Okay, right,
So, Simo, I did know as soon as you picked up that brownie that was the chili one. And I was very much, I think if you play back the tape, you're kind of thinking, because it took about 10 seconds or so for the chili to kick in.
Yeah.
And you're kind of tasting You're kind of tasting it going, oh, is it? And I'm kind of pushing you because I know it is. And I'm kind of going, yeah, it is. But honestly, hand on heart, I swear on my mother's life when they were all on the plate there and when we went to pick the first ones, hand on heart, I did not know which one had the chili.
Righto, Jordan. We're out of here, mate.
All right. Is this the end of the friendship as well?
No, we're back tomorrow.
Maybe.
I forgive you. It's fine.